Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Luke Tuma Podcast. We're back. We're on our schedule. We're not missing episodes. You know how it is. I know you guys were missing me for a couple weeks there, but we're back. If you're new to the podcast, if you're old to the podcast and you haven't done this already, please, for the love of Christ, give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It takes 2 seconds. Just click the 5-star button or click you type in a little review if you can. Just click the 5th star, and if you leave your handle, I'm telling you, as the reviews get up there, we're getting more and more. I'm going to do a one-on-one FaceTime with some fans. I would just really appreciate it. So leave your Instagram handle in the review. We'll do that. Also, if you're listening right now and you're enjoying the podcast, take a screenshot of your phone, post it to your Instagram story. I'll repost it if you tag me. I've done it to a bunch of you already. It helps fucking get the word out about the podcast, and also it's nice seeing you guys show some love. And I know it's like it's fun when I throw a little repost, and it's just fun to interact with you guys. So I want to thank you for the support. It's been fun. We're getting down to the fucking wire here. Currently, as I'm recording, it is Tuesday, October 20th, and we are exactly 2 weeks away from the presidential election, which is going to be an absolute shit show, dude. It is going to be so insane. No matter what happens, it's crazy. Because Trump's losing it. Like, he said that if he loses, it's not going to be a peaceful trance. He's literally like, thousands of ballots thrown in the dumpster. I've seen dumpsters with these. He's claiming there are a bunch of voting ballots thrown in the dumpster. Thousands and thousands of ballots thrown in the dumpster. He's so funny, dude. It was so funny seeing, like, that old lady. If you watch the town hall meeting, there's, like, an old lady who clearly wants to fuck Trump. And she has no way of hiding how much she wants to jump Trump's bones. Like, she's like, "You've got just the most beautiful smile." And he's like, "Thank you. Thank you," he's smiling. "Thank you. You're very sweet. Thank you. Some would say the sweetest. Thank you." And it's just so funny seeing a woman, like, genuinely, like old people. I've always thought about this. Like, obviously, right now, I don't find old ladies attractive. And I don't find fucking teenagers attractive because I'm not a creep. But when I was 16, the people I thought were hot were 16-year-old girls because that was my age. So same thing's going to happen when I'm 70. Like, I think I'm going to find, like, 70-year-old women to be attractive when I'm 70. But right now, they're just, like, crinkly old raisins. But, like, in her mind, she's like, "Oh, I'd love to see some of that Trump cock." Like, she genuinely wants to get fucked by the president. Like, he's like an old man. But it's so funny, like, seeing old people be sexually attracted to each other. Because to me, they look like dried mangoes. And it's just like two dried mangoes that are, like, in their heads, they're thinking nasty shit. Like, they're thinking about fucking each other. It's so weird that, like, to me, it should be sexuality should die when you're, like, 62 years old. Like, the idea that old people are still, like, thinking about blowjobs and shit when they're, like, in their 80s, it's fucking weird, dude. It's just, it feels like that part of us should have to go away, but it doesn't. It stays. When I'm 80, I'm going to be thinking sick thoughts about the 80-year-old chicks in my nursing home. Sneeze there. But that's really what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be thinking about, like, "Oh, fucking Doris down the hall, she's so fucking hot. I'd love to fucking toss that walker on the ground and give her another broken hip. Yeah, Doris, yeah." And I'm just sitting there fucking drinking my prune juice, you know. I'm gonna be thinking that. It's gonna be disgusting, but it's weird. We should have to stop being sexual after a certain age. We shouldn't be allowed. I don't want to be an old creep, but I'm going to be. And this lady was creeping on Trump, dude. She's like, "You got a beautiful smile, blah, blah." She, like, wants it. She's looking to get some of that, you know, some of that presidential fucking dicking, you know. If Trump could get, you know what the thing is, like, I would say if he could get it up. But he's such a, like, I'm not saying, like, to compliment him necessarily, but he is truly a magnificent person. Like, he's like 75 years old and he's got the energy of, like, a psychotic 23-year-old. Like, he's a lunatic. He's got the energy of, like, a 23-year-old, like, bodybuilder, like, "Pump it, lift it, do it." Like, he's that fucking hyped all the time. His eyes are, like, bugged out. He eats nothing but garbage. He beat the coronavirus in, like, 36 hours. I mean, he won the presidential election after being on TV for years and being a real estate tycoon before that. Like, he really is just a one-of-a-kind man. in his old age, I bet he gets that dick hard with no Viagra. I would bet money Trump's getting that dick up no problem. What can't he do? He won the presidential election with no experience and the most childish campaign strategy I've ever seen, where he just calls everybody a moron. You're a stupid moron, stupid. Thank you for the election. I am your new president. He's definitely just like, yeah, no Viagra. I don't need the pill. My dick is so hard. It's such a hard dick. Some would say the hardest, the biggest boner that you've ever seen. Lay down. Take the dick, bitch. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. He's just fucking. He's like, yeah. Oh, this is so great. I'm just really getting in here. And oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. Take it. Take it. You know, it's like fucking, I'm telling you, and there's really nothing the guy can't do. It's an unfortunate fact. Look, do I think he should be the president? Do I think he's the best option to be president? Probably not. But I'm in awe. The guy's been just hitting nothing but net. He really just can kind of seemingly do whatever he wants. I mean, he is in $500 million of debt, and he doesn't pay any taxes, and he got the coronavirus, and he's just, and we're still like he's in $500 million of debt, which he's admitted to. And you know, like he said, that might be just a fraction of, when you add up all the assets of his property, he's probably got more than that. But he's in $500 million of debt. He paid $750 in taxes. He got the coronavirus, which he called a hoax a couple months earlier. And then he beat it in a couple hours. And then he's like retweeting conspiracy theories. And still we're like, he might win. Like, we're like, I hope, you know, like people are like, I hope he loses, but we'll see. It's neck and neck. That's really where we're at. Like, there's kind of nothing he can't do. Everybody that's on the left is genuinely scared of him winning a second term, and that's who he is as a guy. He's in $500 million debt, recovering from the coronavirus after paying $750 in taxes. It's fucking wild, and I guarantee that cock gets hard whether you like it or not. Okay? It's just what I'm saying. And dude, I think it's so funny too. Like, I don't know if you've seen the advertisements for one more debate. And I don't know if you've seen the advertisements for the debate. They're like literally hyping it up like it's a Floyd Mayweather fight. They're like, your last chance, Trump, Biden, toe to toe, Friday night, tune in, prime time, yeah. They're like, yeah, they got beef, and we're going to see it all spill out on that stage. So grab your popcorn and get a beer and get ready for the fucking throwdown. I'm like, dude, this is to see who's becoming the next leader of the free world. It's not a WWE event. We're not watching fucking SmackDown versus Raw, dude. This is Democrats or Republicans. That's how crazy it's gotten. There is really no difference between a WWE wrestling promo and the promos for the presidential debates. It's the same. CNN is literally advertising it like, are you ready to see Trump get fucking whopped? Yeah? Are you psyched? Because these dudes got beef and they're not letting shit held back, bro. It's like, dude, this is supposed to be a political debate, and we're talking about it like it's a fucking Tough Mudder. We're literally talking about the president. It's the presidential debates are being advertised like it's an arm wrestling competition. Like, they might as well fucking revive Spike TV and show it there. It's insane. You know what I mean? I'm ready for Bruce Buffer to be like, and in this corner, weighing 330 pounds and eating nothing but fast food, and he's gonna live forever, clearly, Donald Trump. And in this corner, drooling all over his shirt, weighing approximately 160 pounds, 30 of them metal screws inside his brain, give it up for Joe Biden. It's just, it's gotten crazy, dude. They're literally muting them. They're gonna mute them, dude. Did you know that? I don't know if you guys saw that. They're fucking muting their mics when the other one is talking. Literally, it's like, oh, he got his mic cut. Each of them are going to have their mic cut dozens of times throughout the next debate. That's how insane things have gotten. That the two presidential candidates are just hurling insults at each other and talking shit to the point where we have to essentially put a piece of duct tape over each of their mouths when the other one is talking. I mean, it really is like, I mean, it's really, we might as well just have like two Puerto Rican chicks from the Bronx debating up there. Like, no, let me tell you something. No, Donald, like, Donald, you think you know? Like, you don't know? Like, no. Don't interrupt me. Like, shut up. Like, you better, like, it would be way better to have fucking, like Johnny and Maria. Like, Johnny and Maria, like, they sit up there and duke it out. Because, like, you talk to my man and, like, you think you know shit about, like, foreign policy and shit? Like, you don't know what to fucking do with Russia? Like, you think you know about Russia? You don't know about Russia? That would be the debate we should see. It's already that. Like, the Trump-Biden debate, you can see that in Washington Heights in New York City any day of the week. It's no different. I see those debates every day outside my bodega. It really, it's like, it's getting wild, dude. And I'm very excited, but I wonder what it's going to be like with them muted. It's definitely not going to be as entertaining. I literally was with friends in San Diego, and we watched one of the Yankees Tampa Bay Rays baseball games. We watched it for like 3 or 4 hours, and then we literally had two screens going, two TVs going, and on one we had the Yankees game, and on the other screen we had the presidential debates, and we were literally watching both of them like they were sporting events. If there's a commercial on the Yankees game, we would just click off of it and click onto the debates and be like, oh, he fucking got him with that one. Boom! Like, literally just fucking celebrating like we're watching a UFC fight. There's just no difference. It's unbelievable. But I don't think the next one is going to be as entertaining because they're muting their mics, dude. Is that what we want? Let's be honest. At this point, do we want these two guys to have a civil debate, or do we want to see them go at each other's fucking throat? I want to see some physical altercations. I mean, Trump's a little out of Biden's weight class, but I want to see them toss a couple haymakers. Like, if they were in a bar, they'd be trading shots. Let's just call a spade and let these two guys duke it the fuck out, you know? That's what we should do. Just a presidential fist fight. We're not any more civilized than that, you know? We're not past that. I love, like, it's so great. I don't know if you guys saw, like, when the NBA Finals were going on, Danny Green missed the shot to win Game 5 for the Lakers. He missed the shot, and then they lost. They ended up winning. But when he missed the shot, a bunch of Lakers fans apparently sent death threats to his wife. They were like, I'm going to kill you, bitch, because your husband missed a three-point shot, which is just insane. But they were talking about it during the next game, and Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy are the two announcers. And Mark Jackson was like, people are sending death threats to Danny Green's wife. I mean, come on. You got to think we're better than that as humanity. Like, as a people, we're better than that, guys. And Jeff Van Gundy just goes, I don't think we're better than that. And it was just so funny and brutally honest for him to just be like, yeah, we're not better than that. Are we, really? And that's kind of how I feel about these debates. Like, let the guys fist fight. Are we better than that? No, we're not. I'm not better than that. I would tune into that in a fucking heartbeat. I would buy that on pay-per-view. Imagine how many pay-per-view buys. That's what we should do. Instead of taxing people, we should sell a Trump versus Biden fist fight on pay-per-view. $60 a pop, just like it's a Manny Pacquiao fight, and see what we do. You'd have at least 5 million buys. It would break the pay-per-view record. And guess what? You give the money to the poor. That's the new crowdsourcing, you know? Instead of taxing, because we can't agree on what the tax rate should be, and nobody even wants to pay taxes, no matter who they are, you know what we should do? Sell pay-per-view fist fights between politicians. That's what I want to see. I want to see AOC and Mitch McConnell fucking throw down. I'd pay $60 for that. I'd order a pizza, I'd invite my friends over, and I'd watch fucking Mitch McConnell throwing bows, and AOC's fucking dodging them, you know what I mean? She's calling him a fucking straight white male piece of shit, and he's just sitting there like the way Mitch McConnell looks, like, you know? That's good. He probably has no chin, because he has no chin, like a boxing chin. Like, he can't get knocked out. If you gotta knock someone out, you have to hit them in the chin, but Mitch McConnell just looks like this. And AOC would just be hitting him in the side of the face. He's like, yeah, you can't get me. All-time defense. Mitch Mayweather in this bitch. That's what we should do, dude. We got to sell politician fist fights on pay-per-view for the people. Because I don't want there to be widespread poverty in this country. Do you? No, I don't think so. So, let's call up Dana White, Oscar De La Hoya, get some fight promotions going. Huh? You know, they could talk shit like Mayweather and McGregor did. You know, throw big pressers where there's like a crowd of 20,000 and Trump and Biden are talking shit to each other. And Trump's like, I'm going to fuck your girl. And Biden's like, Biden's like the guy that can't talk shit, you know? Like in the UFC, I used to cover UFC, like, as a reporter and shit. And there's always, like these guys that are, like, foreigners that are such good shit talkers. Like, Conor McGregor, obviously. But, like, Michael Bisping is from the UK. Israel Adesanya is from New Zealand. And they're all just, like, great, like, clever, witty shit talkers. And then there's the guys who are, like, the American wrestlers, and they're like amazing wrestlers and amazing fighters, but they're not these like clever, crafty, like karate based strikers. They're literally just guys who like were really good at wrestling for like Iowa State. Like they were just sick wrestlers at fucking, you know, Ohio State or whatever, and they can't talk shit for at all. Like they literally are just like, oh yeah, like they'll just, Conor McGregor will be like, who the fuck is that guy? Oh, you look like a 50-year-old retired skateboarder. Like, literally just tossing out fucking comedian-level insults. And then they'd be like, yeah, fucking, I'm gonna fucking pound you in the head. And it's like, dude, that couldn't have been any less clever. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna fucking put your face in the fucking dirt. And it's just like, and he'd be like, you can't even fucking talk. And they'd be like, I can talk enough to fucking fuck your face up. And it's just, I mean, it was, like, so brutal. That was so sad to have to watch. Like, imagine you're a UFC fighter, and you've worked your ranks up. You were a high school wrestling champion. Then you were a college wrestling champion. And then you picked up boxing, and you got actually good at boxing, and you became a kickboxer. And then you learned some, like, jiu-jitsu and shit. You decided to go into MMA. You fought at one of the shittier promotions like Ring of Combat. You get to the UFC. You're killing it in the UFC. You're about to get your belt. At this point, you can punch. You can kick. You can wrestle. You can stop a takedown. You can put someone in a chokehold. You're fucking jacked. You work out 3 times a day. You eat perfectly. You've had a storied career. You're ready to get that belt wrapped around you. And in order to get to the point where you can even fight for the championship, you now have to be a witty shit talker because Conor McGregor has changed the sport, because now all we want to do is watch the guys talk shit to each other at a press conference before they fight and showboat and dance in the ring. Like, that's what I want to see. Imagine how annoying that would be. You're like, dude, I've been fucking spending 25 years getting punched in the head. Now I have to be clever. I got to be funny off the cuff like I'm fucking Don Rickles. I'm an idiot. Look at my ears. They look like pieces of cauliflower. I can't fucking, I'm supposed to be good at this now? Oh, I've been spending years getting kicked in the face. I don't know how to be I don't know how to be funny. I don't know how to be witty. Dude, it's so funny. Like, that really, you just gotta, like, those guys, you see them, like my buddy Al Iaquinto, shout out to Al. He's super funny and, like, just naturally entertaining off the cuff. Like, he just says and yells wild shit, because that's just, like, in him. And that's kind of how McGregor is. But then there's these other guys who are, like, clearly not that. They're like Olympic wrestlers who are like super disciplined with their diet, and they've never like been in a street fight even. They're just very like disciplined, high performance athletes, and they're literally like trying to be like witty shit talkers, and it comes off so bad, dude. It comes off fucking terribly. They're just like, oh yeah, well I'll fucking put you in the ground, dude. And then McGregor would just be like, You're a fucking lame loser. You fucking look like a bartender at fucking TGI Fridays. And it would just get a roaring laugh from the crowd. It's gotta be brutal, man. It's gotta be so brutal to be a fighter. Like, that's all you've done is punch and kick people. And now you're like, I gotta be fucking funny? Why do I have to be funny? What does being funny have to do with fist fighting a man in a cage? What the fuck? What? And everyone's like, dude, guy's selling tickets. I don't know what you want. He's hilarious. It must be fucking, dude, if as a comedian, all of a sudden people told me in order to like do the best venues and get on TV, I had to learn how to fist fight people. Do you know how fucking annoyed I'd be? Like if Bill Burr, some high level comedian, just started kicking people's asses, and now that's all people wanted to see comedians do. And you're like, oh yeah, Luke, like you wanna perform at the Apollo? Well, you gotta learn how to fucking knock somebody out. I'd be like, are you fucking, I've spent 6 straight years talking about my cock on stage, and now I have to learn how to throw a fucking leg kick? Get out of here. I don't want to do that. This is my path. Don't mesh the paths. So it's so funny, man. Like, you already see, like, clearly, like, the agents and managers of all these athletes are telling them they have to have a social media presence, which is not wrong. Like, they kind of do. But it's so funny. Like, they all have podcasts. And it's like, God, how annoying must that be to, like, have to talk and be entertaining for, like, an hour and a half a week, and being, like, an NFL running back? Like, you're just used to, like, getting hit in the head and, like, fucking throwing your body at other humans. Like, you really don't even have to use your brain. You literally have to use your brain enough to grab the football and run at people or run away from people. That's your entire job. And now people are like, oh, you also have to be funny and entertaining and, like, speak on, like, cultural events for an hour and a half a week. You'd be like, God, dude, fuck off, man. I learned how to bench press 500 pounds. You want me to be interesting now, too? What else? Do I have to learn how to cook? You want me to be the chef? Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, it's so funny, but that's what those guys have to do, because, you know, your career as an athlete only lasts, like, sometimes your professional career only lasts, like, 6-7 years, and then you're, like, 33, and you got a lot of life ahead of you, and if you didn't save your money or invest it well, you got to find a new way to make money. So, like, these guys all have to try to be entertainers. It's wild, dude. It's crazy. I mean, they're all working in media now. They're, like, fucking, you know, news anchors, like Michael Strahan, or, like, analysts. And I'm such an idiot. Analysts. Do you listen to me speaking? Analysis. Like, these guys are supposed to try to be podcasters. Listen to me try to do it. I can't fucking talk.
They're like fucking analyzers. They analyze the game.
I really hate when, like, my white trash roots come out. Just, like, I just, like, spent so much time playing beer pong and going to fucking tailgates and, like, fucking throwing wrestling with my friends like an idiot and watching stupid movies while I'm high. And now I'm trying to, like, be intelligent, and I'm like,
they're fucking analysisizers. They take apart the game and they put it into different sections.
They're analysts, Luke. Analysts, Luke. Get it together, man. People are listening right now. Okay? They're analysts. They're not doing what that guy from CNN did, fucking Jeffrey Toobin. Did you see that? Jeffrey Toobin is a writer for The New Yorker, and he's a CNN analysisizer. he's a CNN analyst and a writer for The New Yorker, and he got suspended from his work at both, I believe, because he was on a Zoom call with all his other fellow writers and staff at The New Yorker, and he went off camera for a second, and they caught him jerking off. He was literally snapping one off during the fucking Zoom call meeting. Like, these are, like, super woke, liberal, like academics, you know, just writers who have, like, master's degrees from Columbia and NYU, and they're writing for The New Yorker, and they're, like, you know, getting together to talk about whatever Trump did wrong in fucking Syria. And this guy, like, literally, like, they're definitely talking about serious shit. Like, they're talking about, like, Trump's relationship with China. And then this motherfucker was like, oh, excuse me, and he went off camera, and he's, what is he, on the side of the fucking camera, just like, oh, yeah, fucking China, yeah, man, like, jerking off to the idea of foreign policy? Like, what about your New Yorker Zoom meeting had you so hot and bothered that you had to fucking rub one out next to your computer, dude? What are you, like, the New Yorker, they're literally talking about, like, oh, this is why everybody needs, 5 reasons why everyone needs free healthcare. And he's on the side, like, oh, yeah, fucking healthcare, yeah, fucking, I break my ankle, I get a fucking cast right away. Yeah, fucking get off to healthcare, dude. Like, you're beating your meat to fucking healthcare? Jeff, get it together. What are you doing, dude? I guess maybe there had to have been, I don't know if he's gay or straight, there had to have been a New Yorker writer who he's really into, like, that's so funny that, like, no matter how hard we try to take the element of sex out of the workplace, you can't do it. Like, if you just put people around each other for long enough, they're going to want to fuck. They're going to have weird sexual thoughts about each other, and there's just nothing that we could do about it. Like, this guy literally is on a Zoom call. He's looking at a fucking shitty resolution, tiny square of one of his coworkers, just from the neck up. And whatever that guy or girl looks like in that fucking tiny little square on the corner of his computer screen was enough where he had to fucking jerk off. Like, you can, you know what I mean? You can take the Weinstein out of the workplace, but you can't take the workplace out of the Weinstein. That's the deal, Tubin. I'm sorry, man, but you're one of these guys, one of these sick guys who wants to fuck his coworker in the break room and has some weird fucking office fantasy where you, like, fucking just, like, spread, like, fling all the pencils off your desk and fucking wipe the desk clear and you fucking throw the chick on top and you bang her like you're fucking Johnny Sins. You know, you got some sick office fantasy. That's in that guy's head, you know, and there's guys like that, these old school guys, you're 60 years old, you can't tell them any fucking differently. When they came up, their bosses were fucking all their coworkers. They were going, someday I'll be at the top. Because they were watching, there was like 1975 is when this motherfucker probably got in the game, you know, of like journalism. And he's watching the top editor-in-chief of whatever fucking shitty magazine he's working at in like Houston, Texas. And he sees that guy, and the guy's just piping out all his coworkers. He's just completely abusing his power and fucking every woman in the workplace. And then Jeffrey Toobin's sitting there, and he's like, one day, 20 fucking years from now, 25, 30 years from now, 35 years from now, I don't care how long it takes, I'll work my way up the ranks, newspaper to newspaper, magazine to magazine, TV network to TV network, until I'm at the cream of the crop, at the fucking top level. And when I'm the boss of that, I'm fucking all the chicks. I'm fucking all of them, man. I'm gonna be that guy, and I'm gonna all my hard work are paying off because I'm just working so that someday I can fuck my coworkers with impunity and enjoy my position at the top of CNN. And then, like, 4 or 5 years ago, all of us were like, nah, man, it's not cool to abuse your power in the workplace. Sorry, dude, but you're going to have to find women on your own who like you for who you are. You can't abuse your power anymore. You just got to find women who are really interested in your personality. And this motherfucker's like, what? What are you talking about? I would have worked in stocks. I wouldn't have fucking been a journalist getting paid dog shit. What are you talking about? I would have owned my own fucking tailoring business. I would have gotten into landscaping it or bought some property. I spent fucking 30 years talking about the Middle East, hoping that one day I'd be allowed to fuck my coworkers. And now you're telling me it's not cool? I've wasted time. What do you mean? I've developed no personality. I just regurgitate what's written on the fucking teleprompter. I've been doing it for 30 years. I haven't missed a day of work because I was hoping one day I'd be able to have sex with a chick in the cubicle next to me. And now you're telling me it's illegal? And then finally he breaks and he just decides to rub one out while he's on the Zoom call. He's like, I can't take it anymore. And he's in his kitchen. And he thinks he's off camera. And then you know what? Tubes. You're suspended. I'm sorry, buddy. You're suspended, man. The game don't want you anymore. Game done changed, Tubin. The game done changed, Jeffrey Tubin. Oh my God, these guys too. It's so funny. Like they're so prim and proper. Like, well, I don't know. Da, 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 da. And then that, like, they have to go home to their wife and I'm sorry, honey. I unfortunately masturbated on the side of the camera. I didn't mean to masturbate in front of my coworkers like a vagrant, but I like hearing them have to explain their like fucked up sexual impulses must be so funny because their whole world is like, yes and no, and here's the story of the day. I jacked off and people caught me, unfortunately. Like, do you ever see, like, I don't know if you ever saw David Letterman, like, when he got caught having sex with his coworkers, he's like, his apology was literally like, unfortunately, I like to have sex with the women that worked with me, and I got caught doing that, and now here we are. Like, he's literally talking about, like, and here's John with the weather. I jerked off on a Zoom call with my coworkers. I was very embarrassed, and I hadn't finished yet. And here's John with the weather. Like, dude, it's gotta be hilarious listening to those type of guys explaining why they did that. Oh my God. Carol, let's go to Carol on the scene of the crime. There's a fire here in the Upper East Side, and I'm gonna go jerk off. Hopefully nobody will see me. It's so fucking funny, man. It's so good. But guys, look, I would spend all day with you, but I gotta go. I'm taking a trip for the show. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to shoot Excuse Me What. For those of you who like Excuse Me What, thank you for the support. For those of you who are new to this podcast, subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Give me a 5-star rating, a review. Review would be better. Rating is fine. Please help me out. The reviews fucking help people see the show. And once again, if you're still listening right now, screenshot that phone, post it on your Instagram story, tag me, tag a brother, and I'll repost it for you. Because, dude, I really appreciate the support. It's been fucking fun seeing my career get better and you know, just improve and grow. And it's fucking sick. And it's because you guys support the shit I do. And it feels good, man. So I really appreciate it, man. We'll see you next week. Peace.